Good evening, everyone. Tonight is the 30th of November, Wednesday evening, preparing this for Thursday morning, the 1st of December, 2022. Had a good time of fellowship with the Welsh Tract Baptist tonight. There was probably 7 or 8 of us on the call. I have to almost pinch myself to realize that I've never seen that many people in the same room that absolutely believe in the absolute predestination of all things. It's quite a rare experience, I must say, to have that many people in the room that actually believe the same thing. But you know, God says in Isaiah, through the prophet Isaiah, I am God and there's none beside me. I create light, I create darkness, I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. He doesn't just predestinate the who, he also predestinates the what. Okay? And it says that for his children, that he's loved them from before the foundation of the world. It says he's chosen them from the foundation of the world. It says that he's predestinated them unto adoption. It says that the children being not yet born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. You know, and so tells us that all that the Father hath given him will come to him, and all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. He tells us that his elect have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. In heavenly places in Christ. He says that we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit and promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and the praise of his glory. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, is you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, we're also told in John, 6th chapter, that all that the Father has given him will come to him, and all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. And also it tells us that it's not of the will of the flesh. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. And I was talking to Brother Lackey last night, and I was asking him about this eternal vital union. And everlasting means everlasting for past as well as everlasting future. And remember when Nicodemus came to him by night, and he said unto Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He can't even see it. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, but I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Well, Jesus Christ, has always had a people. That's what he's proclaiming in Ephesians, the first chapter. And those people have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. If we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, if we were chosen in Christ before creation, what is there in the creature that can do anything to bring about our own salvation? It says that he, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself. This was all determined, predetermined by God. You may not like to hear that. You may not like to hear that you were predestinated unto adoption. I love to hear that. I love to hear that I've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I love to hear that. I never get tired of hearing that, you know? And I'm glad to know that the work was all completed and it was all predetermined before creation. That's called superlapsarianism. I'm glad that God didn't execute option B. This was all predetermined by the predetermined counsel of God. I do not believe in the lies of free will. I believe that he determines our destiny. He's the one who is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, that's what's on my mind this morning. I hope you have a blessed Thursday today. And if you get discouraged, just go and read Ephesians 1 and 2 again. God bless.